So there was a report that there was a very tense meeting on Monday between the president and his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin. The president wants Jerome Powell at the Fed to be much more aggressive to stimulate the economy. Your thoughts on that and what we're going to see in terms of an economic program out of Congress?
Well, the president's always put our economy first. That's one of the reasons why he was elected, and we've seen this happen before. One of the things that we need to do is make sure that if we do anything on Capitol Hill, it's directed in the right way. My concern is, it's like we have many times on Capitol Hill, we react on the emotion and feelings of a moment instead of the actual practicality. So any economic issues that we deal with need to be directed at those who would benefit from it and not just simply a blanket pattern to cover what may be. Mm-hmm. And so that is, I think, the concern. The president wants to see our economy continue to do well. I think we're going to see that happen. But we'll see how it works out on the Hill.
You know, just quickly before I let you go, I spoke to two New Jersey doctors today. One told me that there is access to tests at one hospital. Another said they've been trying to get access to tests. They can't get it. They've called, you know, agencies in New Jersey. The local hospital doesn't have any tests. And the lab, you know, companies, Quest, LabCorp, they don't have tests. They can read the test if it's sent to them, but they don't have the test. So that seems like a pretty big problem.
Well, we're being told, and I think this is an interesting issue, and I would love to hear more about it, but we've been told that anybody who needs a test is getting the test. And I think that's a concern, because if you have a doctor who has a patient who is symptomatic, who is showing signs, we have been told through the CDC that those tests are available.
Yeah.
What they're not testing for is folks who are not symptomatic like myself, and that may be the disconnect there that we're looking at. But if everybody has the test, and the vice president has also said today that they have removed the cost from these tests, not just for Medicare and Medicaid, mm-hmm. but from all private insurance as well. So everybody who needs to get tested, they need to go get tested.
Well, it seems like there's some hiccups in that part of the plan, and I think that's pretty important. So hopefully that's going to be remedied shortly. Congressman, thank you very much. Stay well. Good to see you.
Thanks, Martha. Take care.
You too.